Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is facing another grilling this morning. It's part of an inquiry into the start of the Iraq War. Blair told the inquiry at the start of the war in 2003 he disregarded advice from a top legal officer who warned him that invading Iraq would be illegal without the backing of the United Nations. Joining us now is Rob Watson from our partner at the BBC. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning to you all.
Explain to me why Tony Blair is the subject of an inquiry yet again.
Well, it's the same inquiry, it's just second time round. Why second time round? Well, in the year since Tony Blair last appeared before the inquiry, the panel members have essentially been re-interviewing some of the key witnesses in private. They've also been looking at a vast mound of government documents, some of them highly classified. And so, if you like, they've called him back to fill in some of the gaps.
And what is he telling us now that it's new? I mean, the fact that he got advice from a legal officer saying he shouldn't do it unless the UN agrees, is that the biggest new nugget?
Well, I'm not sure that it's absolutely the biggest new nugget, but it's certainly one of them. And I'm not entirely sure that anything is new as such. But I guess the way I'd lay it out is that he's been saying, for a start, that he didn't give the United States a blank check, which is something that people had always, his critics had always presumed. But he'd said to George W. Bush very early on in the process, yes, the UK will be alongside you when it comes to dealing with Iraq, but we very much want to go down the UN route. Now, onto this legal issue that you just raised, which of course has been in the newspapers a lot here, very controversial issue. He said, look, yes, the government's chief legal advisor did say at one point, look, I don't think that the resolution will make this war legal, the first resolution. He says, look, the reason why I didn't go public with all of that is because, well, that wouldn't really have helped negotiations very much. And to send the signal that there were some divisions in the UK government wouldn't have been very helpful in our dealing with the Americans, with other members of the coalition, and would have sent the wrong signal to Saddam Hussein. And in any case, Tony Blair says, eventually, the chief legal advisor to the British government did come round to the view that the war was legal.
All right, that is Rob Watson from our partner at the BBC talking about Tony Blair facing an inquiry, the second appearance before an inquiry there over the start of the Iraq War.